Luke's Gospel and chapter 5, please. Luke's Gospel and chapter 5. And we're going to read just a short story of what someone thought about the Lord Jesus and what they did with him. Because remember, that is the most important thing. So, let's read Luke chapter 5 and from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, that's the Lord Jesus, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And we trust that the Lord will bless the reading of his good word. We have read a short story that takes place in the early years of the Lord Jesus' public life on earth. So at this point, the Lord Jesus is aged around 30 years old. And what we have read of is this. The Lord Jesus is now quite famous in the land. Most people had heard of who Jesus was. At this point, he had healed a man. Another point, he had even healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law that we read of in this story. And so the Lord Jesus, well, a lot of people knew who he was. So much so that wherever he went, there was a crowd. Imagine having a crowd following you all the time. You might just want some space. Well, in fact, the Lord Jesus didn't just want space. He wanted to teach the people. But because everyone was so close to him and gathered round him, his voice would just have been muffled and people wouldn't have been able to hear him. And so, he sees two ships. And these were ships that had, they just finished being used. You see, these little ships, these boats, belonged to fishermen. Fishermen. And these fishermen had spent all night trying to catch fish. Now, a fisherman that catches fish, he's just a fisherman, right? But if a fisherman goes out all night and catches nothing, then that's a really sad thing. All that effort, all that hard work, and nothing. Remember, these were fishermen. This was their life. If they didn't catch fish, they didn't eat food. If they didn't catch fish, they didn't get money. And so it was really important to them. So I wonder how you might think these fishermen had felt. They were probably really sad and really annoyed as well. Well, anyway, there they were, these sorry fishermen, and they were cleaning their nets. They spent all night, and here they are cleaning their nets. And the Lord Jesus asks one of them, I'd like to use your boat. And so he goes into the boat. And then he asks Simon Peter, the man in today's story, to just come in the boat, but push it out. And the boat begins to float out from the shore. And there we have it. The Lord Jesus has finally got a bit of space. And he can see the multitude, the crowd of people that have followed him. And the Lord Jesus now has a message to teach them. But someone needed to learn a lesson first. And his name was Simon Peter. Simon Peter was one of the fishermen who had been out all night. He was probably really sad and a little bit irritable. And this was his boat. And the Lord Jesus asked him to do something most unusual. Very unusual. Some would even say that what the Lord Jesus asked him to do made no sense. The Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter to throw out his net onto the water. The nets that were used all night and caught nothing. The nets that he had just finished cleaning and now had to get all dirty again. And so Peter, you can almost sense it in his response. He says, "We've been out all night and caught nothing, but if you say so, I'll throw the net onto the water." And so Simon does exactly that. The same net goes out onto the same bit of water, but that's not unusual. What makes it unusual is this, is that it's daytime now. You see, fishermen would always fish at the night time. They'd always fish in the evening because it was darker. And because it was darker, the fish under the water would feel a bit more safe. And they would swim closer to the surface. And so the fishermen didn't have to throw their nets out far. They didn't have to throw their nets down really deep because the fish were already there at the surface. But the Lord Jesus asked him to do it in the day. And the fish see the light, they see the sun, and it's too bright for them. They like to go down to the depths during the day where there's no light, where the predators can't see them. But you know what? Simon Peter did as the Lord Jesus told him. He threw his net out, and guess what? He caught fish. He caught fish. He tried all night and caught nothing. But he obeys the Lord Jesus in the day and he catches fish. But this was no regular catch of fish. They caught so many fish that the nets broke. The nets broke. Just imagine the amount of fish that would have been, how heavy it would have been. And it broke. And you know what? They began to sink. The fish were coming into the boat. And there were so many fish that the nets broke. There were so many fish that the boat was now weighing down under the water. So much so that Simon Peter had to call his friends, James and John, to come over with their boat and help. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. The word we typically use for that is that it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Something that we couldn't even imagine. Something that we couldn't think of ourselves. Something that we could definitely not do ourselves. But something that only God can do. That's what a miracle is. Something that only God can do. But for the few moments that we have together, I want to consider with you Simon Peter. Simon Peter. You see, this man saw for himself who the Lord Jesus truly is. He had recognized that the Lord Jesus was no ordinary man. In fact, the Lord Jesus was sent from God. He was truly a special person. He had power over the fish. The Lord Jesus literally controlled the fish and brought them up to the surface during the day, just to the right point in the whole sea, to where Peter's net was going to go. And not just the right amount of fish. Too many fish. More fish than what Peter could handle. And so Simon Peter recognized, look, the Lord Jesus, he's not just my master. He is God. And he deserves all of me. He deserves every single bit of me. And you know what he says? He says the sort of words that Johnny has been saying to us this evening. He says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. That's what he says. He has seen a miracle. He has seen the Lord Jesus. And this is his conclusion. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You see, he appreciated just a glimpse, really, a glimpse of who the Lord Jesus is. But you know what? That's all that's necessary. The Lord Jesus is such a big person. There is so much about him that even I don't know. But he doesn't expect me to know everything about him. The Lord Jesus just expects me to trust him. And you know what? That's what Peter did. That's what Simon Peter did. Because what we have read in that sentence there, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You see, those first two bits, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Simon Peter learned something about himself. He looked at the Lord Jesus and he learned about himself. He was touched that the Lord Jesus would be so kind to him and give him all that fish. But to be so patient with him, Peter was frustrated. Peter was annoyed that he didn't catch fish. Peter probably didn't really want to be there. But the Lord Jesus was so kind to him, so patient. And Peter realized this, I am not like this man. I am not like this man. You see, the Lord Jesus is truly different. In fact, he's not just different, he's unique. There's no one else quite like him. But we're all like Peter. We're all like Simon Peter. I am a sinful man, O Lord. And we've heard all about sin this evening. We sang in one of our latter hymns, Christ receiveth sinful men. Well, the good news in this story is that we see it. Peter is a sinful man, and the Lord Jesus saves him. The Lord Jesus receives him. And so Peter learned about himself that day. And we all need to learn that about ourselves too. And the truth of the matter is this. The sooner we come to grips with the fact that we're all just sinners, that we don't deserve the Lord Jesus' time, that we don't deserve his attention, but actually we deserve his judgment. We deserve his condemnation. But he is kind and he is loving. And he came into this world to die upon a cross, to rise again from the dead, so that anyone who trusts in him is saved. But he learned something about the Lord Jesus that day. You see, before the miracle took place, Peter already knew the Lord Jesus. But he called him Master. He called him Master. He says, Master, we have put our nets out all night and caught nothing. And that word Master simply means this. Someone who is one above. Someone who is one above. So let's say I go to work tomorrow and I have a boss. Someone that I report to. Someone that's really responsible for me. And they are just one above. But he has a boss. Someone that he reports to. The CEO, as it were. He's not one above me. He's two above. So the point is this. That yes, the Lord Jesus is master, but he's something more than that. But look at what Peter calls him after the miracle. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. O Lord. You see, Lord is different from master. Master is one above. Lord is right at the very top. Number one. no higher than that. In fact, Lord, with Lord, everything is beneath it. There's only one Lord, and he's in this story, and his name is Jesus Christ. And what we saw right in that moment there was Peter making Jesus Christ his Lord. That's really important. That's really important. He made him his Lord. But not only that, Peter was changed. Peter was so heavily impacted by this that he was willing to leave everything behind. And that's exactly what he did. We read at the end of the story, and when they had brought their ships to land, so basically as soon as possible, ASAP, without a second to lose, they forsook all and followed him. That's how we know that he was their Lord, because they were willing to leave everything that they loved and enjoyed behind to follow him. Think about it. What do we know about Peter so far? Well, we know that he has friends. We know that he has a family. We know that he has a business. He left it all. Nothing was going to stop him following the Lord Jesus. Why? Because he had made Jesus Christ his Lord. And what we're seeing here is this. We're seeing someone become a Christian. We're seeing someone become a disciple. Because at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus came into this world not just to save us, but that we should come to know him, that we should follow him, that one day we should be where he is now, which is heaven. And this is truly wonderful, because everything that was required to take us to heaven, to take our sins away, to absolutely change us, to make a relationship with God possible, was done by the Lord Jesus when he died on the cross and rose again from the dead. So there's no need for any work of ours, right? No pilgrimage is going to save us. If you want to follow the Lord Jesus, you don't have to go on a pilgrimage, right? If you want to be saved, if you want to trust the Lord Jesus, if you want to follow him, you don't have to go to a priest. If you want to be saved, if you want to follow the Lord Jesus, you can do so in your seat this evening. The reason being is this. Look at Peter. He repented. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He repented. And he trusted. He trusted the Lord Jesus. How do we know? He was willing to leave everything behind to follow this man. If that's not trust, then I don't know what is. He trusted him. He simply trusted that he would keep him safe. He simply trusted this, that wherever he goes, the Lord will take him there safely. It's trusting a person. There's no process involved here. And so what we want to this evening, just to very simply explain to you, is this. That if you, like Simon Peter in this story, realise, learn about yourself, that we're all just sinners, and we don't deserve anything other than God's judgment. And instead of living for ourselves, holding tightly to everything that we have and own and love, but instead letting go of it and trusting Christ and following him and making him Lord of your life, he saves you. He saves you. You see, it's about having. It's what our brother Johnny said. He that has the Son has life. Do you have him? Peter does. Because it was in this story here that he took hold of him. Lord. Johnny very helpfully told us a story of a plane that landed in the water. And as it landed into the water, well, they weren't safe yet, because the water was flooding in. Every second was precious. I want you to imagine that you're in that plane. Your feet are now wet, right? Everyone's panicking. People are trying to get out of those really annoying seats in the plane. And you're up. And you see that the light at the end of the tunnel is coming. You're getting there and you're close. But then you realize that your luggage or everything you own is in the overhead locker still. Are you going to go back? Are you going to risk not being safe to go back and get your luggage? No. You'd be crazy to push your way through everyone trying to get to safety so that you could get your stuff. Everything that you love and own. You never would. You would make sure that you got to safety because your life was the most important thing. Being saved was critical. Well, that's where Peter was at in this story. He left his business. He left his friends, his family, and he followed the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus became Lord of his life. He trusted him and he was saved in that instant. And the same can be true of you this evening. If, like Peter, you would forsake all and follow him. May the Lord bless his word. We'll just close it with a word of prayer and then the meeting is over.